Hello.
Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mark? How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
And of course, if no one knows who this is on the other end of the line, this is the Ryman North Champions manager, Mr. Mark Morsley, on the phone. How are you, Mark?
I'm fine, thanks, Dave. Are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. You got over your fuzzy head yet?
Go me, what, sorry?
Got over your fuzzy head yet?
Yeah, just about, mate, just about, yeah. Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves Saturday night in different places, but we all enjoyed ourselves, so there you go.
Mark, well done, congratulations. Sorry, it's Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Don't take this the wrong way, we was hoping it was going to be Greg Dyke on the phone, but I didn't think we could get him.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, actually, but I'm a little bit better looking than him, but not as much money.
Nah, that's fine. Listen, like you said, you've had a great weekend, and did you get a chance to see any of the playoffs last night in either of the two, or was you just...
No, I didn't actually. To be fair, I went to watch our under-18s who played in a League Cup senior final, so there's a few lads who have figured for us in the season, so I went along and sort of stuck my head through the door and wished them all the best, and they won 3-1, so I didn't go to either of the semi-finals, so, but there you go.
Hi, mate, it's Tony Russell, VCD.
Tony Russell, mate, how are you?
How are you, mate, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Tony, thanks.
So look after the trophy, right, that we've just given back. You make sure you give it a good polish.
It needs it. I saw it last year.
Mark, did they put their name on it? Just sort of knowing the sort of people were like,
no,
he is.
Probably not. We probably couldn't afford it, if I'm honest. Probably in Biro. No, well done, mate. I was out on the line. Best feeling ever?
Yeah, it was a... I'd have to say for me, Tony, it was the best day, really. We'd like to have done it in the Harlow game, obviously, but it wasn't to be on the day. That was a great event for all concerned. And we were all slightly concerned, would we turn up at Chatham? Because, yourself, sometimes the pressure gets to players, whatever level you're at, the expectation. And we've got a few young kids in our team as well, but... We played well at Chatham, and it was a good day. It was a good day, and it's good actually for all those people. Like all us non-league clubs, we're all reliant on lots of volunteers who work hard and do all this stuff behind the scenes just to see the first team do well, and to see all those smiling sort of stuff on faces was terrific, really.
Decent, mate. It's one thing I'll say when we done it, and I sort of sat back and you think about all the. There's a lot of good managers and clubs that don't win Ryman titles, so it's a massive achievement, mate, honestly, and I actually think you'll do well next year at that level. I think it almost suit you because you've got players that have played at a lot higher level, and it's less scrappy and more of a tactical battle, and I think as a manager, yeah, you'll enjoy that, and people, obviously with Cameron, people like that, and Ian and Westlake, they'll enjoy it. So I actually think that it probably may even suit you more than probably where you've come from, because
I mean you might be right, Tony. I mean to be fair, I went up with Leicester a few years ago, and it's a good level of football. I like the fact that it's a higher level, so grounds are better and pitches are better and oppositions are better and there's more supporters and all sorts. So it's, all those things play a part. And whereas clearly in the league we're at, there were certain grounds and certain teams who are battling for their life, and sometimes they're difficult to play against. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it, really. And I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. First year is about acclimatising, and then we go on, we'll see where we go. So.
You have to let us know what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, mate, it's rough. I mean, I heard earlier on what you were saying, this and the other. I mean, and... we all know at the start of the season what the rules are about the playoffs, but it's quite a difference between Needham and Harlow and the rest of the league. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful to the other teams, but the league doesn't lie, does it? And it's tough that you play 46 games and get that close, and then basically you play a semi final. But unfortunately, they're the rules, aren't they?
Yep, the rules are the rules. We didn't. Do what we needed to do, and best of luck to Thurrock in the final.
Yeah. Mark, just quickly, your game against Chatham on Saturday, it was obviously No, you ended up winning by a riot, 5-0, but it was quite close, I think. Was it half-time? It was
1-0 here, and on the 31st minute, yeah, I think there was a goal at yours and a goal here. So,
when did, obviously, you know, there's a time when maybe you've gone 2 up, when your team must have thought, look, that's it, and because you must have just relaxed and just played your football that you played to, you know, there was no nerves to go out and win 5-0 and away from home the last day of the season. It's a big thing.
The first 20 minutes were a little bit tight. I mean, fair play to Chatham. I mean, offensively, they're not bad actually going forward, but they struggled a bit defensively. But the first 20 minutes was a little bit tight. But it was one of those games where the three guys, our ex-pros, Chris Hogg, Ken Mizzet, and Ian Westlake, really stood up to the plate on that game and just did what they. Used their experience and gave us that little edge, really, and then Westie scored the goal that put us 1-0 up, and it just settled everybody down. The lad Michael Brothers got a tremendous overhead kick, and then Ken was fouled for a penalty and scored the penalty. So at 3-0 at half time, I'm thinking, yeah, we're okay here. And half time was just about Sunderland's. They just start, give nothing away, let's get into the game, 15 minutes, nice and tight. If we can get to that stage, then don't concede any goals, and so on the day it worked for us, you know. And but I'd have to say that the lead up, the two or three games up to that stage, you know, we got a lot of young lads in our squad, as I've said to you before, and there was a learning curve for them, and some of those boys thought, blimey, this is a bit scary, you know. Mm. And for a team like with Tony with VCD last year, a great footballing team, and as Tony would say, we would try to do the same thing. But sometimes for the youngsters, they don't want possession of the ball, they want to hide out a bit when it gets a bit tough. And that affected a few of our games. But the nice thing on Saturday at Chatham was that they all stood up to the plate, the youngsters and the experienced players, and I think got what we deserved.
Well, as you said earlier, the table never lies, and you know, your record speaks for itself. You've been knocking on the door the last, well, Needham have been knocking on the door maybe the last 4 or 5 years, yeah. And, you know, they've done exceptionally well getting up. It is always hard to get out of the league when there's only one team that's guaranteed promotion.
I said last year, when I've done a few interviews, that Needham were by far the best side we played. I remember we played them at our place, and Needham beat us 2-1, and it was probably one of the best games of football I've been involved in. And we played well and lost. Mm. You know, it was a proper game of football, you know, like we shook hands after. It was, you know, all the players, you could see the respect amongst the players, and all the boys are saying, how good are they?
Well, I don't know if you remember, Mark, when we played you at Thamesmead at the beginning of the season, and it was 3-2, and the game could have gone either way. It was just end-to-end, and I think we should have scored to go 3-2 up, and you broke in injury time and scored, and it was a really good game. And I come away and thought, you know, they had a bit of everything, you know, their pace.
I think the thing I would say, and I think the real difference between us and Harlow, and this is not in any way disrespected to Chapo and the boys at Harlow, but we were proper good defensively.
Yeah, we were just saying.
I think you consider 37 goals in 46 games. We didn't give anything to anybody, and Harlow had a habit now and again of letting a goal slip, and scoring-wise, offensively. Best, better than us, better than the, you know, really, really exceptional, really exciting to watch. But unfortunately, the whatever level you're at, the team that wins don't let goals in.
Yep, you're right. Look at Chelsea.
Look at who you want to look. No one outscores everyone and forgets about what happens in defence. That's what, you know, forget all the other stuff. We won the league because of our defence. There's no twice about that. That's what won us the league.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Hmm.
Well, I was at the game last night, Mark, and I watched the Thurrock, and that's exactly that. It was exactly that. They tried to outscore Thurrock and caught Thurrock on a bad day. Could have been anything, mate. Look, the game could have been 8-0. It was, but like you say, you need that foundation. If you can't, you're not going to win leagues unless you've got a foundation.
No. Don't lose games if you don't concede. Yeah, and that's right, it. Yeah. You can nick a goal 1-0 from a set play, and that's how you've got to try and build.
It's easy from the side.
Yeah. But they were good. I mean, Needham were good. Needham were good last year.
Whole surprise.
I think you just crept in it in the playoffs this time last year at Needham. And whenever someone would say to me, God, who's the best? I said, honestly, Needham. And I'd see the results, I'm like, he lost at home to Burnham or whatever it may be. And I'm like, yeah. baffled, yeah. absolutely baffled. But obviously, tweaked a couple of things. And
what happened, Tony, was basically we went in over a year ago. We kept two players and got rid of the rest and brought people in and brought people through. And some of the signs were good and some I got wrong, you know. And but I mean, we had an incredible game against Chatham. Funny enough, at the end of the season, got us in through the back door. But we were never good enough to go up. And you know, I was obviously disappointed that we didn't go up. But I knew that a year ago we weren't ready to go up. But now we're ready to go up. And I believe that we'll be able to, you know, just add something to that division. I think we'll be okay, and we'll do what we do.
What is the plans and ambitions for next year, Mark? Obviously, you know, see what's saying it right, but you're looking at. We spoke a little while ago, and I asked you, was you had one eye on next year, and you said you had. Obviously, there's a great buzz around the club. It's obvious, but what are the plans for next year and the ambitions?
Well, the club's ambition longer term. I mean, whatever longer terms mean is to try and get to the conference. That's what they want to do with our geographic position. And you know, we've had a full-time academy for 4 years. We opened our second academy, second site this year. And the club is very well run, and they feel they can get to that stage. But how long that takes, who knows? You know, at the end of the day, next year, what we need is a good start. And then see where it takes us. And I think if someone said to me now, you have 10th place next year in Ryman Premier, I'll take your arm off. That would be a great start for us. And then we build from there. Because I think it's about, you know, the younger lads in the team, it's all about getting them accustomed to Ryman Premier football. And they're good. There's a lot of great lads, and they work hard, and they believe in the coaching staff, and they want to do well. And they will do well, and they've got room to improve. And then when they become Ryman Premier Division footballers, then you look at the next step and see where we can go.
But the advantage you've got is that obviously you've managed at that level. So yeah, you do know it.
Yeah, that does help. And I'm very lucky. I've got some very, very good members of staff, good coaching staff who've been involved at a far higher level. So, we'll be okay. We'll do what we do. And I think, as I say, if we can become established next year as a Ryman Premier Division side, and then maybe be there or thereabouts, who can say where things will go? You know, every team that goes up has got great plans, but of course the thing is that what we'll say about us, I mean, I know a lot of clubs go into Ryman Premier Division and want to do well, but then of course there is this scary thing on the horizon, and that is Conference South or Conference North. And for a lot of clubs, that's terrifying because of the commitment of finances and travelling and this and the other. Whereas we as a football club, that is where we want to go. And so that's our aim, to get to there. If it takes a year or 2 years or 5 years or maybe never, but you have to have that target in your mind, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. I remember you saying to me last year, Mark, I think at the end of last season when we spoke, you did say to me, and I think a bit like Mystic Meg, I think, you did say to me at the end of the season that it would be between Harlow and Needham at this season, and it panned out to be that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone said earlier on about, you know, it's hard to get out of this division, and you can look through all sorts of levels of football. You know, Harlow's a football club. They've got a Conference League Two facility. You know, their earning capacity is massive. The fan base is the potential fan base is massive. You know, that they are a club that are punching below their weight, but you have to win to get up. Do you know what I mean? And I think, I think that I always felt that Harlow are a club that if they can get up, they could go on and kick on, and you know, they could quite easily have 500, 600 regular supporters week in, week out, and with the finances that are generated from the 3G pitch, they've got a real chance. But unfortunately, it's really tough to get out of that division.
Yeah, to get out the first one first.
It's tough. Really tough.
Tony's just shrugging his shoulders, say it was easy. Once and out.
That was a joke.
No, you didn't.
That was a joke.
Listen, Mike, it's been fantastic talking to you, mate, and just say massive congratulations to you, and all the very, very best for next year.
Enjoy your summer.
Tom, Mark, see you, mate.
I will do it. And actually, before I go, I think Tony Russell owes me a pint at the Ryman dinner this year, because I think I bought you one last year. So.
No. Wow, well, you've got no chance. Listen, you've got more chance of winning the Ryman Prem by 15 points next year than in getting a beer.
No, wait. Mark's there, because I won the league, let me get your drink. So I said yes. So he's won the league this year, so he's done his bit now, so it's only right that I will buy him one back.
Why are you writing down, can you lend me a five?
Listen, good night. Great
night, mate. See you later, mate. Cheers, see you, mate. Bye.